Hey, everybody, this is Martin Zender. Thanks for giving me the week off last week. My wife and I spent 3 days on a bicycle adventure. I'll have to tell you about that sometime. Well, it was supposed to be 3 days, that's right, but it ended up being two. Simply because it rained all weekend, we had a headwind, it was cold, and even coming back home we had a headwind. Yes, the wind changed 180 degrees for us! While we slept in our camping hammocks, between two trees. Oh, three trees! We were attached to a single tree at the head. Well, actually, my head, her feet, and her hammock was tied toward the bottom. Mine was to the top. You have to see it to believe it. I should run pictures of it on the intranet. Maybe I'll do that. If you're bold enough, yeah. Tied up in the trees. Might have to be rated X. I don't know. I didn't sleep very good, that's for sure. I'm not drinking wine, by the way. I'm drinking Deja Blue. It's my favorite brand of bottled water. I could drink wine. I tell you what, if you see my mail, you'd be drinking wine instead of Deja Blue purified filtered water. Oh, man. Before I get into the doctrine of the Trinity, I'd like to read an email I got from a woman named Kim. Kim, I don't blame you for writing this, okay? I'm not mad at you. Not frustrated at you at all. I understand where you're coming from. I could possibly feel the same way as you. You and I have a major difference here, however, but I'll get to that as I read your email. Hey, dude. I like when people start emails to me that way. I really don't mind it at all. Hey, dude. You know, I'm glad to know that I can be your friend. Excuse me. Hey, dude. Like you, I believe everyone gets saved, but this idea you have that God preordains everything is too heavy for words. That's the beginning of this. Yeah, tell me about it. I know it's heavy. It's a burden I bear daily. You cannot believe sometimes how upset I get at God for preordaining anything. Nevertheless, this is not an idea of mine. It's a fact. I've been over the scriptures. Never mind that. Let us continue with your email. I will start it again and try to shut up. I doubt I'll be able to do it, but I did say I would try. Like you, I believe everyone gets saved, but this idea you have that God preordains everything is too heavy for words. That means even sick, twisted, disgusting things that anyone, spelling here is atrocious. Let me start that sentence again. That means ever sick, twisted, disgusting thing that anyone, Oz, ever done was really planned by God. So why would God sit and think, okay, I will make it so that Mugger uses exactly two blades to cut that man's throat. I will ordain before the eons that this man will put a inside that girl's. I'm sorry, I should have warned you that this was rated. This was restricted. I'm going to beep that out. Yes, this happened. And God will decide exactly when and how and what size he will use. What? Can't you see that you are believing something that is just bizarre and weird? And a bit creepy? 3 exclamation points. I love listening to your show. It's cool in telling people the truth that all are saved. But this stuff is just plain wrong. Or has it just been decreed before the eons that I am not mature enough to understand you? Oh, poor misunderstood boy. You are so logical in most ways, it beggars belief that you can believe something so stupid. So sorry to use that word. Hey, no problem. I use it all the time. I'm not saying that you are stupid, but that argument is stupid. What a warped mind God must have to plan all those sadistic killings. I can accept God created evil, and also that he killed people in the flood, etc., but in a merciful way. He is not a psycho nut job. Kim. Well, thank you for the email, Kim. I'm sure lots of people get emails like this in the course of a day, and you people wonder why I drink Deja Blue. You wonder why I go on bike trips for 2 days in order to hang in the trees in the rain. You wonder why. It's because of emails like this. You wonder why I need a week's vacation. Folks, I need a month's vacation, but you don't get it, so I don't get it either. Okay, hey dude, hey Kim, listen to me closely here. I understand your problem with the fact that God created evil. And strange thing, you acknowledge that fact. I can accept God created evil, and yet when we get to the results of that evil, you balk. And well, you should. I get upset myself at times. People think, and I've said this before, that just because I know that God created evil and that He's sovereign, He's behind everything, just because I know that, they think I like it. And I just go preaching it all the time in a happy way. Yes, God's behind that. Where's your faith? Well, no, I yell at God at times. I don't do this as a habit, and I don't recommend it to anyone. I am just giving you my experience. I have cursed at God. I have yelled at Him. I have taken His name in vain in the traditional sense. And if I have not been struck by lightning, ladies and gentlemen, then none of you ever will. However, Kim, you failed to account for these bad things that are going on in the world. Here's what I mean. We all acknowledge that this stuff happens, unfortunately. And you named some terrible things, and, you know, I've had people write me and named even more terrible things, and they think that if they finally come up with something utterly, horribly shocking, I'm at last going to throw in the towel and unhand my insidious doctrine and belief in the sovereignty of God. Well, these things do disgust me. I do curse on occasion when the circumstance calls for it, and many circumstances in life do call for it. Some things in this life cannot be dealt with any words other than the four-letter variety. Like Mark Twain used to say, when angry, count to 10. When very angry, curse. He described it like a laxative. And you get rid of all that anger and ups. I don't think there's anything wrong. Well, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not going to go on record. Let me just say that we're humans, and we suffer, and we see the most horrendous things in this world, and we're only human. We're vessels of clay. We're frail. We cry out to God. We don't understand because we see through a glass dimly. We are in the dark much of the time. God only shows us the briefest glint of glory. If He showed us more glory, we could understand. And Kim, if you can believe this, the glory is going to exceed the evil. And when we see the glory, we're going to look back, and the evil, all the evil, is going to be justified. You cannot tell me that your doctrine is any better. Well, you didn't give me your doctrine, but let me guess at it. We have a God who creates evil, but in no way could He possibly dictate any of these horrible, horrible details. Therefore, who is dictating them? Are they happening by chance? We both know that there's only one God in the universe, Kim, and I have told you before on this show that if there was another capital G God who could get us to the consummation without all this evil, I would vote for Him. I would vote this present God out of office so fast your head would spin, baby. Your head would spin. Because I hate evil, and I hate death, and I hate pain. However, there is only one God. There is one God, and we have to deal with Him. Now, there's only one doctrine that sucks worse than mine, and that is the doctrine that Satan is doing all this, and that God either cannot or will not stop him. That doctrine stinks. How would you like that doctrine? You can't even count on your own salvation if Satan is running amok, if he's really loose, if he really is not accountable to God. If God can't stop him or won't stop him, then we have a worse problem with this God than we do with a God who is somehow behind all these things, but is going to eventually bring them to a glorious conclusion. And that, my dear sister, is where we walk by faith, not perception. This is a walk of faith. I can curse at the same time. I can despair. And at the same time, there's a bedrock of faith that I tell myself, look, God's going to bring something out of this. The glory has to be good. I don't know how in the world He's going to do it. I don't know how He could be behind this. And so I can't see the immediate answer, and I have to walk by faith. Do you understand that? As sucky as my doctrine may be, it's true. That's one advantage I have over you, Kim, is that my doctrine is true. Your God, I'm quoting you now, this idea you have that God preordains everything is too heavy for words. Well, it's not an idea, it's a fact. Now we have to deal with it. We have to deal with it, or not. Or not. I guess I take that back. You don't have to deal with it. You can evade it. But there comes a time in your life, I pray, that you become mature enough where God takes you behind the curtain and tells you that it's Him, and that He's ultimately a God of love, and all these things are going to be justified. Again, I know that sounds crazy. That's why we're talking faith and not perception. Only a spiritually attuned person can swallow this. And even then, a spiritually attuned person sometimes spits it up. So all I can do, Kim, is throw up my hands and thrust them toward heaven and say, You are God, You are the only God, You are over all, and somehow, I'm going to look back on all this, and it's going to be justified only in light of the glory. And that's the answer that I'm going to end with today, that it's the glory. When we see the glory that's going to be revealed, it will so justify all the evil, and we will see God and proclaim Him as a genius. Sometimes we cannot do that now. Don't blame yourself. I don't blame myself. I'm Martin Zender. This is Deja Blue. We'll see you tomorrow.